Vachim Perik Base Mishnah Gimel 2-3 in the Mishnah release, continuing to elaborate on what we said in the previous Mishnah, differentiating between the two invalidating thoughts of Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Lamakomo. Chutz Lizmano, improper time, meaning that the consequences would be potentially pigul, whereas Chutz Lamakomo, improper place, which just renders it generically invalid. Says the Mishnah, inside Zeha Klal, this is the governing principle. Kol HaShochet, anyone who slaughters, V'Hamakabel, or he receives the blood with the klisharis, v'hamahalech, and or he transports the blood to the altar, v'hazorek, and or he applies the blood to the altar. And when he does it, he has the invalidating thought, le'echol davar shadarko le'echol, he thinks he's going to eat something which is meant to be eaten, as opposed to a murim, or Lahaktir davar shadarku lahaktir, or he intends to burn on the altar something which is intended meant to burn on the altar. So anything for an ola or the emurim, the generic emurim that are going on the altar, as opposed to if he thinks he's going to eat those, etc. Or he thinks he's going to put on the altar some meat which is meant to be eaten as opposed to burned. So then chutz l'makomo, if his thought is he's doing it in the wrong place, so he'll do that offering or eating, you know, outside of the temple, etc., then pasul, then the korban is rendered invalid. Ve'ein bo kares, and if one eats it, he is not culpable to the separate penalty of kares, divine excision. On the other hand, chutz lezamano, if his thought during any of those four stages was to offer the emurim or eat the meat in the improper time, like after the window was closed when it's supposed to be burned or eaten, then pigul. Then it becomes pigul, which is also invalidated, but more severe. The chayavan alav kares, and if one would eat such an offering, then he is subject to kares, divine excision. Ubilvad, this is an important proviso, which now really will introduce the next Mishnah, essentially. Sheyikrav hamatir kemitzvaso. Provided that the permitting element, which I'll explain in a second, is offered kemitzvaso, according to its rules, as it's supposed to be commanded, as it was commanded to be offered. What this means, not literally, but conceptually, is that if you have an additional invalidating thought besides for chutz l'zamano thoughts, so it's not a purely chutz l'zamano issue, it also is a chutz l'mekomo issue that was commingled into it, or let's say, for example, you also had like the, you know, l'lishmo, you're offering a chatas, and you thought not just you're going to eat it out of the proper time, but also you're shechting it for it to be an ola or something. So then it's not a pure chutz lezmano issue, and therefore, while it's certainly invalid, it doesn't carry with it the penalty of pigul and karas if one eats that korban. So in other words, it's only pigul if it's purely chutz lezmano without any other invalidating thoughts, and only in such a pure chutz lezmano problem with pigul is there a penalty of karas.